More than 24 homes have been destroyed in Hawaii since Kilauea volcano's latest eruption began last Thursday. The ground has split open, spewing dangerous levels of sulfur dioxide gas, and in some cases releasing molten rock flows in residential neighborhoods. Lava fountains as high as 330 feet and hundreds of earthquakes have been recorded. But it remains unclear how long this will go on. Einat Lev is a volcanologist and assistant research professor at Columbia University. She studies lava flows. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So the Hawaiian Volcano Observatory has compared this to a similar event that happened in 1955. That lasted for 88 days. Do you have any idea how long this eruption is going to continue?
No, we actually have no way of knowing how long this will happen, except for looking at previous similar eruptions. So right now, the estimate is going to say probably a few weeks. But it looks like the seismicity, or that's the earthquakes around the eruption sites, is decreasing. So it could be because there's less magma coming in and maybe it's winding down. It could also be a temporary decrease and then things will wake up again.
We just don't know. Now, we're hearing about these fissures
that
are opening up, at least 10 of them. Lava just seems to appear. Is that unusual?
No, that's very typical of a flank eruption or a rift zone eruption like this one, because the magma is going through an elongated intrusion at the subsurface, and when it reaches the surface, it's going to open up in these linear cracks, and fissures are basically just elongated cracks at the surface.
Now, Kilauea has been disrupting people's lives there for the last several days, but it's actually been erupting since 1983. It makes you wonder if this is a case where maybe people shouldn't have been allowed to build their homes right there in a danger zone.
Right. With any natural hazards, there's always going to be a calculated risk assessment. And admittedly, the last eruption that really disrupted people's lives in that area of the island was decades ago. And if you think about any other hazards like floods or hurricanes or earthquakes, I mean, people live in L.A., people live in San Francisco and Tornado Alley. I don't know. It's really difficult to judge that.
Now, you're joining us from New York. If you were in Hawaii right now, what kind of things would you be looking for? What would you be asking?
I'm particularly interested in how lava lakes convect and circulate, so I would be heading up to the summit and taking a look at how the lake at the summit has basically drained, because all the lava that was filling it up has gone out the side. We haven't been able to see the inside of that lake for a long time. But I would also be very interested in looking at how the flowing lava is interacting with its environment. It's going around forests, around buildings, and this is something that we really need to understand better so that we can have better risk maps for the future and better models.
And why doesn't it just come out of the summit like it does in the movies?
Because there's always going to be a dynamics of balancing the pressure inside the magma system and the topography and the strength of the ground above it. And it's easier sometimes to just go to the side where there's less load and there's maybe a fracture that's more readily opening.
That's Einat Lev, who is a volcanologist at Columbia University. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.